Welcome to AM Best Audio.
For AM Best TV in London, I'm Ida Axling. We're here today at AM Best Europe Insurance Market and Methodology Briefings in London. I'm joined now by Greg Carter, Managing Director of Analytics, EMEA and Asia Pacific at AM Best. Greg, welcome.
Thanks, Ida.
So what are the key trends you're seeing now in credit quality across the portfolio you've got?
We've seen a second year of improving credit quality across the portfolio. This has been driven largely by our adjustments to balance sheet strength assessments. And it follows the previous year where, again, we saw a number of balance sheet strength adjustments resulting in upgrades.
What has driven these improvements and is this likely to persist?
I think we've seen the result of higher interest rates over the last couple of years compared to the previous years. And that's enabled companies to earn stronger returns. And resulting from that has been greater retention of profits, and that's augmented balance sheets. The question now is whether that environment will continue. We're seeing interest rates slowly edge down in many markets, and therefore the opportunity to produce the same returns is starting to diminish. That said, the insurance industry is very resilient and geared up for those fluctuations. So at this point, we still feel that there are positive trends emerging over the next couple of years. And a number of our changes of rating outlooks, which is really looking forward over the next 2 to 3 years, have been in a more positive direction.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And what could cause credit quality to deteriorate now?
That's the $64,000 question. I think economic shocks could cause a deterioration in credit quality. Again, though, we do see the industry being fairly resilient to that. But if we see significant economic slowdown and recessionary conditions emerge in any of the major markets, that is likely to have a knock-on effect on credit quality for the insurance sector.
And do you expect to see more M&A activity across the developed markets?
That's, again, a difficult one to answer. I think the reality there is we've seen some strong growth for companies in recent years and significantly improved earnings. If we're at or past the peak of that growth in earnings and growth in top line, then I think we may well see M&A start to pick up. It's a notoriously difficult area to predict, and my history on this is poor, but I think we are potentially at the point in the cycle where we will see more M&A.
Greg, thank you so much for your time. For AM Best TV, I'm Ida Axling.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.